Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. May I please speak with Michael Bryan?
I'm sorry, he's not here at the time.
Okay, but maybe you can help us out. I've conducted a very short survey about issues facing your community and the nation, and would like to get your opinions. Your individual answers are confidential. Will you have a few minutes to participate?
Okay.
Okay, thank you for your help. And first of all, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
And are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will be voting.
Definitely, okay. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin, yes or no?
No.
And what is your race or ethnicity? White, African-American, or Black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed race, or... Thank you. And what is your age, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
69.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns when people say they want the President and Congress must focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. You said 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10, okay? Just four
okay.
Issues. The first one, reducing crime and gun violence. From 0 to 10, how important?
10.
Protecting voting rights and democracy?
10.
Making housing more affordable from 0 to 10?
10.
And the last one, fighting racism and discrimination. How important? From 0 to 10. Okay, and do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African-American community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
Worse. So that would be
okay.
A 10.
Yeah, but just worse or about the same? What do you think?
Worse.
Okay.
So I guess
and
it would be maybe a 3.
Yeah. I'm now thinking about race relations in America today. Do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for Black people? Getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I'll say getting somewhat better.
Okay. And which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African-American community? You can select up to two. The first
okay.
one, cigarettes. The next one, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs. The next one, opiates and fentanyl. Vaping, marijuana, and other cannabis products. Alcohol, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack.
Okay, cocaine and
okay.
alcohol.
This is the most negative impact on the African-American community. Thank you. And I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the African-American community? Strongly agree with that, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Disagree.
Okay. And somewhat or strongly, sorry?
You say that again, I'm sorry.
Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree with that?
Strongly disagree.
And now I'd like to ask you, Ray, your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the product.
Okay.
The first one, heat not burn tobacco products. Are you very familiar with the product, somewhat, or not at all?
Not at all.
The next one, oral nicotine pouches.
Pouches?
Yes, oral nicotine pouches.
No, I'm not familiar with that one.
Not at all? Okay. And electronic cigarettes or vapes?
I'm familiar with cigarettes and vapor.
Yeah, electronic cigarettes or vapes. Are you very familiar with that or just somewhat familiar?
Somewhat.
Oh, okay, and now we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your time. We're 65% now. I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have been gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths, and quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for the changes? I have 4 options, okay? The first one is the cost of smoking has gone up. The next one, more government restriction and bans. And last 2, introducing of a smoke-free alternative to cigarettes to the market, or more education and anti-tobacco advertising.
More introducing cigarettes to the market, like the vapor.
Smoke-free alternatives, okay. And now, this is basically the last part. I'm going to read you 2 statements about some people have made about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A, the federal government should do more to meet people where they are and more, promote less harmful alternatives to smoking. We know that cigarettes are a major health risk and the people should quit. But that may not be immediately possible for the nearly 30 million American adults who still smoke. Smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives pose less health risk to adults who smoke and those around them until they are willing or able to quit entirely. Or the statement B, the federal government cannot and should not promote anything related to nicotine or tobacco. Smoking rates have declined dramatically in the last few decades, and very few of us are still exposed to smoking in our daily life. Vaping is not safer, and it has already become an epidemic that we will be dealing with for decades to come. So, statement A or B, which of these do you agree with more?
Could you say it again? I'm sorry.
Yeah, which of these statements do you agree with more, A or the statement B?
Could you read the 2 again? I'm sorry.
No problem. The statement A, the federal government should do more to meet people where they are and promote less harmful alternatives to smoking. We know that cigarettes are a major health risk and that people should quit, but that may not be immediately possible for the nearly 30 million American adults who still smoke. Smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives pose less health risk to adults who smoke and those around them until they are willing or able to quit entirely. Or the statement B. The statement B, the federal government cannot and should not promote anything related to nicotine or tobacco. Smoking rates have declined dramatically in the last few decades, and very few of us are still exposed to smoking in our daily life. Vaping is not safer, and it has already become an epidemic that we will be dealing with for decades to come. So, do you agree with more with the statement A or B?
B.
Okay, much more with B?
The government still promote something like that.
Statement B is the federal government cannot and should not promote anything related to nicotine and tobacco. And the statement A, the federal government should do more to meet people where they are and promote less harmful alternatives to smoking.
Less alternatives to meet them where they are.
Okay. So which strongly agree with B or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree, yeah.
Okay, thank you. And would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes? What do you think? It's much more harmful, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less?
More harmful.
Much more, or just somewhat more?
Much more.
Okay. And now, I'm going to review some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of the smoking-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10 again. 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that somewhat agree, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10 again. The first one, medical professionals who should have access to scientific information on smoke-free tobacco products that can save hundreds of thousands of lives have a responsibility to inform and educate their adult patients who smoke about smoke-free products. It's important for patients across all communities to have access to this type of information from trust sources like doctors and nurses. From 0 to 10, agree or disagree with that?
Disagree.
0?
Yeah.
Is that a 0?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
From 0 to 10?
I'm sorry. I'm getting distracted.
Yeah, from 0 to 10.
I guess a 10, yeah.
Okay. And the last two. Let's be clear. When we talk about giving adults who smoke the choice to switch to less harmful alternatives, we are not saying they should quit. Quitting all tobacco and nicotine is the best choice for adults who currently smoke, and we should continue to educate everyone on the risk of tobacco use and support cessation efforts for people who still smoke. But not everyone is able to quit, and some people may just choose not to. That doesn't mean we should leave them to die. We can encourage people to quit and still provide adults who smoke with less harmful alternatives until they do. From 0 to 10, agree or disagree with the statement?
Agree. A 10.
Okay, a 10. Okay, and the last one. When someone is overdosing on opioids, their lives may be saved by using another drug like naloxone or Narcan. This drug doesn't cure their addiction, but it saved their life. And we hear about opioid death every night on the news, but smoking kills 5 times as many people as opioids. And the FDA is choosing to ignore the science that shows there are less harmful alternatives that adults who smoke could be using. We should take the same approach with cigarettes that we take with other drugs that get a lot more media coverage. Agree or disagree with that, from 0 to 10?
Agree.
Is that a 10? Strongly agree, okay? And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you did not. But I'd like to ask you again, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products will improve health outcomes in the African-American community? Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree? Thank you. And in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Oral nicotine pouches, yes or no?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as Dip or Chew?
No, I don't smoke at all.
Okay. Heat not burn tobacco products?
Say it again?
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
Again, I'm sorry.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Traditional cigarettes?
No form of smoking. No smoking, no tobacco.
Okay, but I have to read everything verbatim. This is the last one. Electronic cigarettes or vapes?
No.
In the past 30 days? Okay.
No.
And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Some college.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Middle.
And how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Say it three.
Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community, yes or no?
No.
And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Democrat, I would say.
And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
If the 2024 election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is very important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great night. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.